USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The New York Police Department says the man wanted in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman in Midtown Manhattan earlier this week has been arrested and charged. The suspect has been identified as 38-year-old Brandon Elliott. He was arrested about 2 a.m. and subsequently charged with assault as a hate crime. As the House passed gun control legislation, NRA Executive Director Jason Wiemey says this type of legislation will help protect criminals.
Gun control isn't the answer. It's never been the answer. Passing any legislation that makes it harder or takes away firearms for law-abiding individuals doesn't make anybody any safer, except maybe the criminals.
Jason on Fox News. Myanmar activists held candlelight vigils overnight, mourning more deaths in recent days from a military crackdown on anti-coup protesters. The United States has ordered non-essential embassy staff to leave the country. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.